Federal and state transportation agencies are seeking comments at a public meeting in Charlotte Thursday night on a proposed 280-mile high-speed rail line between Atlanta and Charlotte. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The train would cut travel times between the cities to as little as 2 or 2.5 hours, compared with 4 hours or more by car. Comments are being sought on what's called the Tier 1 Environmental Impact Statement, but it's still not clear how the rail project would be paid for. Casey Mertz is with the Georgia Department of Transportation.
It's important to know that funding and a timeline for next steps have not been identified yet. The outcome of this Tier 1 Environmental Impact Statement will be to select one of these three corridor alternatives.
Mertz spoke on WFAE's Charlotte Talks. She says public feedback will help officials choose among those three route options, one that runs north of I-85, another along I-85, and a third in open space south of the highway. They would cost between $2 billion and $15 billion, money that has yet to be appropriated. The drop-in meeting is from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Metrolina Transportation Management Center on Tipton Drive. It's one of three this month by the Federal Rail Administration and Georgia DOT. You can hear the full Charlotte Talks at WFAE.org. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.